Ranch has a special gift in allowing you to make friends. And it's sometimes hard to make friends in the city life. And so I would hope that you would get involved with enough guests that you'll find you've created some friends for life.
And that was Rancho La Puerta's founder, Deborah Seke. I'm Dr. John Klein, the host for this episode of Welcome to the Ranch, a podcast full of tips from current guests to help you get the very most out of your stay.
It's kind of interesting. I think all of our guests come here for a different reason, and whatever people are looking for, they seem to find.
Director of Guest Relations and Programming, Barry Shingle.
We have a 60% repeat rate. So guests come back and they always tell me every week that they're here is a different experience. People feel overwhelmed sometimes by the schedule, but I want to give them so much that they have to come back to experience it all. A first-time visitor, I always tell them that they should try something each day that they have never done before, something that they don't do at home, because they might find something that they really love or like that they had no idea that they like to do. I also tell them not to overschedule themselves. Because some people are type A like me, so they'll go down on their schedule and every hour they'll click off something. I tell them if they feel the need to do that, go ahead and do that for 1 or 2 days at the most. And then you'll see by the third day, you're like, I'm just going to go with the flow. I'm going to see how I feel today. Someone told me about this great class I wasn't even going to take. I'm going to go try it. Someone told me about this instructor. So to go with the flow and see where things move you and take you.
My name is Jill Theory, and I started coming here in 2002. Instantly fell in love with it. My happy place. I teach hiking, swimming, how to use hiking poles, chant, and the intention setting classes. Chant for me is a magical entry into meditation. Like once you have lovingly vibrated yourself, kind of creating your own sound vibrations inside and outside, giving and receiving them, then after the chant, it's this beautiful, almost instant, unthought place that you can just rest in. So it stimulates the vagus nerve, it cleanses and clears your mind, and it relaxes your body. For first-time guests, I recommend that they take the first moments here to just be in the shadow of our sacred mountain, Mount Kuchima, and think about getting rid of the grasping and comparing and making sure that they get the best return on their investment by doing a little bit of everything, and maybe stop and think about what they really want out of their week or 3 day or 2 week experience. So my tip would be to just be and to allow new things in a very gracious, peaceful way.
I am grateful for this moment. Yes, I am.
Our producer, Mary Mazurek, caught up with some guests enjoying the organic breakfast hike. Here's what they had to say.
My name's Sarah, and I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm obviously English originally, but I am from the Bay Area. This is my 15th year, and I just love it. It's the best holiday ever. You come in feeling tired and come out feeling incredibly refreshed.
I'm Anne, and I'm from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I've been doing a lot of walking, and today the breakfast, organic breakfast walk. Well, the hot chocolate is very sweet, and sweeter than I would like. And the coffee is not sweet, so the combination of the hot chocolate and the coffee gives you a nice, big, warm, sweetish, but not too sweet drink. And it gives you that coffee shop feel.
So I'm speaking with my first guest, Dr. Joe Weiss, here in the studio about his experience at Rancho La Puerta. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
I understand you're one of the most popular speakers in the speaker series at Rancho La Puerta. What's your secret?
You're being too kind. I am one of many fortunate presenters who get to come to the ranch often, more often than you might think, but it's a delight. If they call me and ask, can I come to the ranch to give a program or two? My answer is, let me think about that for about 2 seconds. And I'm saying, absolutely.
I think you're being too modest. How many times have you visited the ranch, and how many times have you presented and spoken here?
Well, my very first time at the ranch, I came as a normal, regular guest, and my spouse, Nancy, was with me, and we would have been here 3 years before if I hadn't been so resistant. I really wasn't interested in coming to a foo-foo spa wellness resort, and after 3 years of asking and at times begging, she finally said, you know what? You don't have to go. In fact, I don't want you to go. I'm going. So we came as normal guests, had a terrific time, and they found out that she had a background that would be very interesting for the guests. She had just published a book, and they invited her as a presenter. And that was history. Once she came as a presenter and I came along as her significant other, well, I was hooked before that. I was hooked 10 minutes coming into the ranch's gates.
Now, you see, we already have something in common. We both married well above ourselves.
Absolutely, so, without a doubt.
So what I want to know is, what is the most exciting thing that you do at the ranch? What do you love the most about being here?
I love everything about the ranch. And I tease people when they ask me, what's your favorite activity? I say advanced buffet and power hammock. But besides relaxing and enjoying the remarkable cuisine, the people here at the ranch are something special. Not just the people who work here, the employees and the staff, but the guests are really, really special. So for me, the real joy in coming to the ranch are meeting other like-minded individuals who are committed to wellness and helping others. So it's a passionate community, and it is just a joy to come here.
I couldn't agree more. So let's think of some tips for the first timers. What are the things when you're preparing to come to the ranch for the first time? What do you think people should think about?
What I would suggest is pack lighter than you think. You're really not going to need that much in the way of a wardrobe. You're going to be active. You do want to dress because the evenings can be cooler, but the days can be quite warm. It's nearly always a perfect climate. It really is pretty spectacular. But the thing I would most encourage guests to do is to pace themselves. There are so many options, so many things to do, so many activities to choose from. Some people just jump on board and say, I want to do everything, and they exhaust themselves. Pace yourself. Take your time. It'll be here tomorrow. It's just a remarkable cornucopia of opportunity.
So I know your name is Joe, but everyone knows you here as G.I. Joe because you're a gastroenterologist. You're a G.I. doctor.
That's correct.
What you speak about, correct?
Well, that's one of the things I speak about. When we first came here, Nancy was the first presenter. My spouse, Nancy, is also a physician. She's a reproductive endocrinologist. She had just published a book on hormones called Double Menopause, What to Do When You and Your Spouse Go Through Midlife Together. So to my embarrassment, she wrote about women having menopause, which is fine, but she wrote about male menopause too. And I was her poster child for male menopause. So that was the first program. And since then, I have given programs on digestion, on the gut. So yes, I am nicknamed G.I. Joe as a gastroenterologist, but I've branched out way beyond that. So I talk about nutrition, diet, which are important and they're related to the gastrointestinal tract. But I also give other programs, which I really enjoy sharing with. And the most recent one I've given is called The Quest for Immortality, all about longevity and vitality, how to embrace and enhance your wellness. And the ranch is really the secret to that.
Well, thanks so much, G.I. Joe. It's been a pleasure to speak with you.
It's been my pleasure, John. It's always a delight to come to the ranch. Thank you so much for inviting me.
My next guest is Sky Jewell, and I'm so glad that you're able to join us. Tell me, Sky, is this your first visit, or are you a person who's been here many times?
I am someone who's here for the very first time and am thrilled to be here.
So what was your first impression when you got off the van at Rancho La Puerta and took the walk around the property? What was the first thing that was on your mind?
How on earth am I going to do all of this in a week?
I think that's a really common impression. I think most people. And as the week has gone on, what were the activities that were your favorites, if you can possibly name a favorite?
I really liked pickleball. I started playing that. And I was a big fan of the cardio kickboxing this morning. And the water exercises that were here with the water specialist who's here this week were just phenomenal. I wish I had all the equipment and I'm all ready to go try to do it in my own pool.
So I'm curious, when you came to the ranch, did you try to do things, particularly the athletic or the workout things, did you try to do things that are different than what you did at home, or did you stay in your comfort zone?
I did things different, and I was planning on doing different things, but when I went to the Setting Your Intentions workshop, which I highly recommend to anyone who comes the first time, they specifically talked about that as being your opportunity to try things new, get out of your comfort zone. And I felt really affirmed in my decision to do that. And so, yes, I have never played pickleball before and I had never done those water exercises before. I will admit I had done kickboxing before.
So for today, you're our resident expert among the people who are here for the first time. So what we need to know is, what's the lesson that you've learned about how to prepare to come to the ranch? What tips can you give people who are trying to make that decision to come to the ranch?
Well, I can give you some decisions after you've made that decision, and that would be sure to book all of your spa appointments and your appointment if you want to do the cooking class or the chocolate trip, because those go really fast. So I would think once you made your decision and were sure you were coming, I would do that quickly. If you are hesitating to come, I would just say, just come. I can't imagine any hesitation. This has just been an amazing, amazing place to be.
Skye, thanks so much for being here and sharing your experience with us.
Thank you for having me.
And our final guest is Lizzie Weiss, who has been here before, but is clearly one of the youngest people here at the ranch this week. Lizzie, tell us a little bit about your week and the activities that you've done, and what's really spoken to you? What's called to you of the things that you've done here?
I think for me, actually, even beyond just the amazing classes that are offered here, is just being on the grounds. It is so beautiful here, and just being one with the nature and Mount Kuchima and the energy of both people that are here for the first time and have come many times before. I always say every time I come to the ranch, there is a beautiful synergy that happens without fail. And so that is something that I always look forward to, what connections I'm going to make.
So you're wearing a shirt that says heavily meditated. Tell us a little bit about the spiritual side of the ranch.
That's a very good question. There's a lot of history here, some that I don't even know about, that I still have more to learn. Every time I feel like it becomes even more and more of a spiritual practice. As I said, there's a special energy here that I think a lot of the guests feel. And we talked about, you know, Deborah does a wonderful program where she takes questions from the guests, and someone had made the comment about how everyone just seems very happy here. And I think part of that is because it's attracting that group of people that are spiritual in nature or like-minded to some capacity, that we all, she said, we all speak the same language here. And I think that's true. I think that garners a certain connection before we even get to know one another here at the ranch.
I think that's beautifully put. And the other thing about the ranch, I think, is that if you want to take advantage of the spiritual side, it's there. If you want to spend the whole day in the spa getting treatments, it's there. And if you want to work out from 6:15 in the morning until well past dinner, you can do that as well.
Absolutely.
So it's all here.
Something for everyone. Something for everyone. And I will say, you know, being one of the younger guests here, I really do wish that more people my age would come, because I think this is so needed in our society nowadays, and to get in touch with that side, whether it's the spiritual side, whether it's the spa treatments or the active side. Like I said, there's something here for everyone and of all ages too.
Well, thanks, Lizzie, very much. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
So be sure to like us on Facebook, and please follow Rancho La Puerta on Instagram, and be sure to watch Voices of the Ranch. These are chats with Barry Shingle. To hear from all the great guest speakers who will be presenting at the ranch, and for more information on Rancho La Puerta, please visit rancholapuerta.com, RancholaPuerta.com. I would like to thank all of our guests for joining us. Thanks also to Victoria Larea, Barry Shingle, and our producer, Mary Mazurek. The Welcome to the Ranch podcast was created by guests for guests during the You Can podcast workshop. I'm your host for this episode, John Klein. Before we go, we'll end with a wish from Rancho La Puerta's founder, Deborah Seke.
One word, transformation. I want them to wake up in the morning and look around their room, their life, and sort of think purpose and joy.